I watched this documentary on Max, which is like HBO Max.
Yeah.
And,
Oh, are we filming?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Why
would you just want you to tell us?
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
I need to go to a happier place.
I feel romantic.
Don't half Aussie.
Just go to bed, darling.
All right, change the subject.
So, started watching this documentary.
Yeah.
It's called Mother God, I believe it's called.
I saw it advertised.
Okay,
yeah.
This woman starts this cult. She abandons her kids, traveling all over the country, and convinces everyone she is God and she's going to ascend when aliens come and she's fixing the planet. Ultimately, what it boils down to...
She drinks so much colloidal silver that she turns blue.
She turns the hair the color of Kelly's hair. She literally turned to that color.
Does she do it on purpose?
Yes, because she thinks...
Skin.
Yeah, colloidal silver, if you have it in high doses, will poison you and turn you silver.
What's colloidal silver?
It's essentially water with silver molecules in it. And it's really good if you, for like, it's got antiviral bacterial properties. I've used it for years for like...
When you're sick.
Yeah, but you'd use like a tiny amount. Anyway, she ended up having all like this massive cult. It wasn't huge. She sold all these online videos and had this crazy following. They filmed everything, put it online. And she basically, what it boiled down to is that she was just an alcoholic drug addict and just drank herself to death. But she told everyone she was ascending to the heavens to save humanity, and she died of like
cirrhosis,
organ failure, and poisoning from colloidal silver.
So she was just a hustler and with a load of vulnerable poor people.
And they would just take drugs, and they called her Mother God. And then there was every guy that she would fuck, she would declare Father God or Father Multiverse or Father. She would give him these like God titles. It was.
Where was she?
What was she drinking? I gotta try and.
Oh no! You would see her do it on these live streams, and she'd be like, "And the celestials." Oh, and she would have her celestials, which were like her spirits, and she showed you a poster of all her celestials, and it was all dead famous people.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams was her number one celestial.
But wasn't Donald Trump in it too?
Yes.
And
yes.
He's still alive.
Yeah, and there were people that were still alive, but it was. And all it was just insane. And these poor fucking hopeless people
were following her.
Clung on to her because they believed it so hard.
That's sad.
Yeah.
It just goes to show how many
how vulnerable people are.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
I was watching this morning. This cop pulls a guy up on a freeway. He's going to sit out. You know why I pulled you? He's a little African American kid. He says, no. You were going 72 miles an hour and 55, like. And he said, he goes on there and he goes, do you have anything in the car that can smell marijuana in the car? And he goes, and it turns out this guy has got a dead body in the truck. This car is the guy's been missing for a few days. And he was in the fucking trunk.
Okay, to that point, this documentary that I was just telling you about, the woman ends up dying. And they keep her body and
for like 11 days or something.
And it like starts to they start to like mummify it. And they were like still
talking
to it and saying that she's still there. She died in a hotel in Mount Shasta, and they drove her back to Colorado, propped up in the back seat with a hat on and like a scarf. They got pulled over.
And she was in the back.
And the cop let them go, and there's a fucking corpse in the back seat.
He didn't.
They said, oh, she's sleeping. She's been very sick. I wonder if it definitely wasn't the same cop in your video.
Cops must see. So, I mean, what they have to say, it was.
Listen, the times that when I was doing the reserve police work, the shit that I would see. You would never in a million years believe it.
But you go, what the fuck were you thinking?
Like what?
Okay, one time there was a woman who was a known prostitute, drug user, whatever, and someone had another police officer had made a stop on her in the street, and they were kind of talking to her because something had been going on, and and she'd given them permission to search her. And so they're searching her because she often would have drugs or, you know, weapons, whatever. And they go into her pocket. And this was not a small woman. This was a rather large woman. And they go into her pocket and they pull out the biggest pair of shit-covered underwear you've ever seen in your life. Just walking the beat. Just cruising around with a shitty pair of underwear in her pocket.
What for?
She was a fucking... I don't know. God. Maybe they were her favorite underwear and she accidentally shit herself. But you know what the absolute worst thing... you're going to think I'm crazy for this. When I'd go into these houses, the smell.
Mm.
The smell of these houses that we'd get called to or go to. There's this smell of like crazy criminals. And it's the most disgusting, like, it's like cigarettes, mildew, old alcohol. Like, you know, when you go into a bar and there's
old drugs.
Just, it's like nothing you can imagine. Like every night I would get done, it would be like take every item of clothing off and jump in the shower.
I went to this guy's house with a friend of mine when I used to live in Stafford. The banister was a tree, a young tree.
It was just a branch.
Branch of a tree. And they were eating food off the table. No plates, no knife and fork. Just like...
slop on the table.
Like Vikings.
Yeah.
It was a fan of dogs everywhere and fucking... It was like fucking something out of a...
Holy... You know what it reminds me of? Did you guys ever see the Hobbit movies that came out? Remember the wizard, the wizard that had all the animals? And there was like tree branches growing in his house.
I mean, it's like goats and fucking... weird shit.
But I can remember as a kid going to other friends' homes... and I never used to like to go because they always smelt of fat from the kitchen, like dirty old bacon pans. Yeah, and because when I was born, people would cook with a kind of margarine, this white margarine, and they would save it in the pan and just keep reheating it. And everybody's house used to stink of fat. It was disgusting.
I know that smell.
Yeah, you're just like,
oh no, I'm out of here.
Like,
see ya.
Nicely cooked bacon, different. Like, you go into house, you're like, oh, that's very nice tasting, smelling bacon.
I've stopped eating meat now.
Really?
We hardly eat it at all.
I hardly eat it.
Wow.
Never.
Because I was watching a thing online.
Deezo?
It's fucking unbelievable. First of all, I worked in the meat trade for a while when I was young. But now it's all automated and they pump it full of so many fucking chemicals.
Yeah.
The ham isn't pink.
No, no.
It's they inject it as it goes along. The thing around, lowering syringes, and inject the fucking and turn it pink.
So what my plan is for... My property is that we're getting into like regenerative farming, and so we're going to be doing like permaculture farming. We're going to have chickens, pigs, and
pigs stink. Pigs, I don't care what fucking.
But they're not living in the house.
No,
but
they're like darling, you away from the house,
darling. They stink, and if you live in the house and the fucking pigs are a mile away, you will fucking smell them.
So when you do regenerative farming, there's like ways to mitigate that and you utilize the... Like it's all like... That's the thing I'm learning. It's like this whole permaculture farming. So that you basically utilize everything in cycles.
You'll never have a day off. You'll never be able to...
Well, that's why I have some people working up there. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah. The Osbournes podcast is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Now, this is something I've been using for like 5 years now, legitimately. I first had a need for ExpressVPN when I was traveling and I wanted to watch a show in the States, but I was overseas and I was really frustrated because I didn't want to miss my show. So I downloaded ExpressVPN, put my info in, and within 5 minutes, I was watching that show. I wasn't missing it. Something interesting too about ExpressVPN is that I got my family on the tip. So a few years ago, my mom was adamant about watching some UK documentary that was only out in England and we couldn't find it any other way. So what did I do? signed her up to ExpressVPN, turned that sucker on, and she was watching BBC iPlayer before she knew what to do with herself. I highly recommend it. I always have it on my iPad, my phone, my computer. I legitimately use it all the time, not only to watch stuff overseas, but to also protect my computer and all my personal information. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use my link right now. That's expressvpn.com/Osbournes, and you can get an extra 3 months free of ExpressVPN. That's expressvpn.com/Osbournes. expressvpn.com/Osbournes to learn more.
Let's talk about New Year's.
Yeah, so New Year's. What's everyone's New Year's plans? You guys gonna pop some collars and pop some bottles?
No, okay. New Year's is the biggest anticlimax ever. It's fine if you're 16 and you're going to your mates or you are working.
Do you remember we went at that place?
Soho House.
Soho House.
Yes, it was.
Well, you went to
desperate.
Fucking Soho for
yes,
New Year's.
Yes, it was desperate.
It was the worst New Year's I've ever had.
And then we ended up going to the Polo Lounge. We ended up going to the Polo Lounge and Patrick Meehan was there.
You guys were ticking all the boxes.
All the fucking boxes. What a way to start a new year. But
I always find New Year's to be really anticlimactic.
It is. The whole thing, the build-up is like, it's listen, when you're like 20 and you're going to some great parties and, you know, yada, yada. But after that, it's like, see ya, we're going home.
I will say that I've personally thrown some good New Year's parties, but and I've had like New Year's in the movies, but you only get one like that. It's never.
No, it's never continuous.
I like it when you just go somewhere. It's an anticlimax because you expect to go out and have the best night of your life.
Yeah,
and it's a letdown.
It's a big job. Even back when I was like partying, I never had fun on New Year's. I was like,
yeah, but it's always like, that's why I don't like the Christmas period because you expect so much out of it. Like me and Mum have had some great New Yorks, some phenomenal times in New York. It was some of the best times I've ever had. And it was just not a regular weekend.
Yeah.
But we've been to New York at Christmas and in
New York's great at Christmas.
There. Yeah.
New York's really good at Christmas. Yeah.
If you're working, that's why we always used to work over Christmas. So it's the best.
We never did.
Yes, we did.
Where did I work Christmas then?
Arizona.
No, that
LA.
Was New Year's. You're talking.
New
you said
Year's.
Christmas. You meant
I mean,
New Year's. Year's. You meant
yeah.
New Year's.
Oh, yeah,
you did a few New Year's shows.
I did. The last gig I did
was a New Year's show.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. We had the Forum, and it was great.
I'm trying to think. I had one New Year's, which was great at Welders. It was just me and Jamie and just friends.
Is that when you crashed the car?
No. It was many, many years later. It was probably...
Jamie's a good guy.
Yeah, we just went to Sainsbury's, bought a bunch of, like, food, hung out. Jamie nearly ate Dad's hearing aid.
How did he almost eat
Someone had sent... For Christmas, like the biggest box of chocolate you've ever seen, like the length of this table.
Oh, I remember. And Dad put his hearing aid in one of the
cups. And Jamie, we were just hanging around watching Jules Holland on New Year's, and he reached in and goes, "What the fuck is that?" And goes to eat it, and it was Dad's hearing aid
because it was black. It was like dark chocolate.
Yeah,
I bet you laughed.
Dying. I'm like, that's like, you don't, that's like, if there was ever an incident where it's like, yep, that's Dad, that's it.
Yeah.
Somehow he went, oh, this isn't working. I'm just going to put it in a chocolate box.
Jeremy was going to eat.
Yeah. He's like, what the fuck is this?
When I was a kid, well, in my 20s, early 20s, we used to throw good parties at home. My father did, and my mum. There was always good. New Year party.
Was the one party, you had a New Year's party one year that, it was around Christmas, I think, that Bon Jovi came to at the house. Was that New Year's?
No, it was Christmas. It was Christmas, yeah.
Hmm. I always just remember spending New Year's with the Newmans.
Remember when he phoned up Amy on Christmas Day?
He's
very sweet.
Always been a gentleman. Always been a gentleman.
You know, There's nice people in this industry. He's one of them.
Yeah, he is. And his wife's lovely. I've never met their kids.
I don't think I have either.
No, never. Before we were married, we had a couple of great Christmases and New Year's.
Oh, yeah. I remember that first Christmas we spent at your house.
That's because everything's better before you're married.
No.
But yeah. It ended up to be very, very nice. It was very mellow.
Remember your mum bought me.
Oh, fucking hell. She used to get two gifts every year. If you were a woman, she'd get you some perfume and body powder.
Hmm.
In those days,
she bought me a fucking thing. And it was like a little doll thing. And it was all made out of little cheap sweets.
Your mum got him that.
Mm,
I'm like, what the? Thank you very much. It's cost all of fucking $3.
Oh, my God.
But was your, I mean, not to get too personal with this, but your fine taste, did that come from your dad or your mum? Like when, like, because you like nice things.
Yeah,
like
very nice things. Through educating myself, okay. Reading, educating myself.
But your dad always struck me as someone that was always dressed to the nines and had to have all the things.
Yes. And he would always go out and buy. His gifts always were jewelry or a fur coat in those days. Every woman would wear
that's
fur.
That's why you get the coats, Jack.
Oh, that's why you get me fucking coats.
No, they're not made of fur and they're not stoles and they're not hats. No, he would always either buy fur or jewelry.
You get a watch tree. Or a coat.
Yeah, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Ridiculous.
That's why you get that. We're making connections.
That do you,
that's why you've got all the coats.
Did you ever go to the speakeasy you did?
Speakeasy? Yeah. What speakeasy?
Fucking course it is.
What speakeasy?
It was a club called the Speakeasy in London. And I spent...
Were you gigs there?
I must have spent 3 years there at New Year's Eve.
What would New Year's look like there?
Packed. Oh, it was a muso's place to go to. So you either worked in the industry or you were a musician. Mm. So it was full of industry musicians.
You see all the
musicians.
Rock stars in there, yeah.
And they had a restaurant in there and a bar, and it was a small venue. Mm. Small. But, yeah, always like cramped in a corner somewhere on New Year's Eve in there.
Now, you became a musician, like when you in your early 20s, late teens, what would you do for New Year's?
Get pissed.
Yeah, but like at the pub, at a friend's house.
Pub. Just go to the pub and go get loaded. That was it.
I'm trying to think of like any stand. I mean, I had a really great New Year's with Amy Winehouse 1 year.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
At the... Short, was it the
no,
Hawley
we ended up,
Arms?
No, we started at the Hawley, but we ended up getting her and I got a room at the Dorchester. And then we got kicked out of the Dorchester and went to the Hilton.
Oh.
Because it's right next door.
I know.
And it was a really...
Why did you get kicked out of the Dorchester, Kelly?
I'm not saying.
Well, I think you can. The statute of limitations is over.
Because we trashed the room.
Oh, nice, nice. How
not
very
intentionally
nice.
Like I'm going to break this. It was that we had a party in there and it just got
destroyed.
Destroyed.
Would that classify as one of the
Why does it smell like shit?
What?
I don't know. There's probably a dog that has shit. Are you sniffing if you shit?
Your dog's here.
No, I'm smelling my perfume.
Have you...
Dad, that was you.
I swear. I would claim that.
Is it the underwear from the woman that we...
So what are we talking about now?
New Year's.
What about resolutions then? Ooh. I think they're just a giant letdown.
Oh, please.
I do like to stop and think about things that I do in 2003 that I don't... or 2023 that I don't want to do necessarily in 2024. That's something that I do a little...
Like what?
Like a little inventory of myself and like behaviors and see if there's things that I need to work on more.
Can I give you something for a New Year's resolution?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Just answer an email.
I'm really good. I'm trying.
Just answer an email.
You know, it's not the way to get hold of me.
Every third email. Just every third one.
I don't see them.
Kelly's, do you know what I do? I answer them. But as I'm finishing them, Either a call will come in or I'll go and do something and never send it.
I'll spend
an hour making a text and then I'll go, I wonder why someone's never got me back. And I'll go and check it in. And I never sent the fucking one or all.
I do it a lot. I'll be sat at a traffic light and I'll answer an email and then I'll just forget to hit send.
It's the worst. I do it. See, all I don't the do time.
That. It's like 3 weeks later, I'll go.
In your mind, you respond.
No, in my mind, I totally respond.
You're like, yep.
But, like, this is where you can see my age, is that I am so analog. I am not a digital person.
You know what you should do? An assistant or something. You should do what mom does. Like, sit there, read the email, tell me what you want me to respond. Read the email, tell me what you want me to respond.
You want to do that
with
me?
No, I'm not going to fucking do that with you.
I was like, that's nuts.
No, God, no. I would never do that.
So anyway, New Year's.
New Year's resolution, though. We're talking about resolutions.
Waste of time for me. Waste of time. I mentally do it.
Yeah.
And then, pleep, gone next day, back to doing the same old shit.
I always often find that they end up costing me a lot of money as well because I'm like, I'm going to join the gym or I'm going to start this class or I'm going to, and then I never go.
I've been writing a book for 2 years.
Try four.
No, it's two.
Actually, it amazes me how quickly time flies by now.
No, but what's your book about?
About me.
Okay.
Me and my life, my little life. And then when I do bits and I read it, I think, oh, that's shit. Nobody gives a shit about that. And then I go on again and then it just never gets done. And then it's 2 years.
I always find the of writing a book really stressful. I've done it like two times now, and it's people say that it can be cathartic and like therapy, but it's a very stressful, never horrible experience. I find it.
Have I told you my idea for a book that I want to write?
No.
Oh.
So if I write a book, whatever biography, not that I'm going to do it anytime soon, but I want to write a chapter about whatever. So say like early life. And I then want to have a close friend or even someone that I may not even get along with very well write their perspective of that time of me. So I have my perspective and then someone else's perspective to kind of balance it out.
That's pretty cool.
Because it's always skewed because it's like your life, it's only as you see it. Yeah. But like
when you get a ghostwriter, they kind of add their bit of, you tell them your story. They don't print exactly what you say. They'll put some things that didn't really happen.
They fill in the blanks with what they think happened.
No, that's to make the story flow better. But when you read it yourself, you go, that wasn't what I was trying to get across.
I mean, your books, I mean, both of your books were
very
hugely
well
successful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aren't you working on a new book?
Yeah.
Is it going to be similar to I Am Ozzy or a bit?
I'm still Ozzy.
More serious.
More serious? Yeah. Okay, so less like jokey stuff.
Yeah.
There's too many of them serious fucking books. You got to have a bit of light and shade. You can't be doom. I got Parkinson's. I'm going to gig in 5 years.
But I think the humor comes in the way that you speak because you're... No,
but that's what I'm trying to say. I can't sit there and fucking pan it out because I'll tell him stories and things. What happened? But then he'll feel bits in, but not really.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's like AI. It's like an AI song. It's almost you, but
it's
it isn't
even,
you.
So I was read some of it before. And it's not even almost, you know, it's like, never, but a few bits what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's like painting a picture. Oh,
the ones I love are the unauthorized ones. And you're like, who on earth are you writing about? Because that never
Some of them are Mumbai. Talking about unauthorized, I watched a thing on YouTube today about this Randy Rhoads thing. And it's completely fucking farcical.
That's what I'm saying. They're never right.
It did not happen the way this fucking story was. You know, it's fucking crazy. But people read it and they go,
I know. I don't know why people buy an unauthorized book?
Well, I think there's some stuff that's in
some of it. I mean, I've read someone in the way it's been put out is better than the way my book was written.
Yeah, there are some. There's some unauthorized stuff I've read about Dad and Sabbath and, you know, and you. But there's been interesting tidbits in there that, like, both of you would have thought, oh, why am I going to put that in? It doesn't serve anything. But it's actually.
Oh, yeah, so,
good info.
So, you know, I've read some and I go, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Going back to New Year's Eve, have you ever done a resolution that you have kept up with? Any just one?
I did last year.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was it?
That I was going to lose weight. Okay. And I did.
Daddy?
Oh, I can't remember what I did yesterday. I remember what I did fucking a year ago.
What I want to do is spend less money on dumb shit. And more money on, like, going on trip, like, save yeah, it memories. And, like, go on trips yeah. and, like, go do fun things yeah. instead of just blowing money on some bullshit from Amazon.
No, I don't go out with it much.
So go on, about New Year's Eve, what are we going to do this year?
Sell a few of my old coats.
Yep. You guys should come with me. Come up to Idaho. It's awesome. We can have a giant bonfire, light off some fireworks, be in bed by 10. Perfect.
My whole thing, I like to sleep through it. It's like,
I do. Every year we do. Every year we do the same.
Because I like, if you want to start the year fresh, like get up early, like do start your year fresh. You can't do that when you've been up all night, like yeah. pretending
drinking
to have a good time.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So come up, come with me. Be fun.
What do you say, Daddy?
Could build a snowman.
I lost me in my own bed these days.
You know, the funny thing is,
it is
your own bed up in Idaho because you guys bought the mattress. $18,000 mattress.
Shut the fuck up.
When mom goes, I'm going to send a bed up for Idaho. And I was like, okay. Never thought to check what but I guess, you know what though? I don't disagree. If you can afford it, spend as much money as you can on a mattress because you spend half your life on
it. I still have a bad neck.
That's not an $18,000.
I'll go wherever you want to go. I don't go.
Then you know what that means. Bikini, Glühwein, Sri Lanka.
You and me laying naked in the sand on the beach.
Tanning your bod.
Yeah.
Just dadding a Speedo.
Yeah.
Putting baby oil on his body. Sat there.
Lovely.
Just bringing back the 90s. Some cowboy boots.
So what do you want to do this New Year's?
Whatever you want to do. You're the leader of our gang. You tell me and I'll do it.
Fight.
I just said to you, what do you want to do? I'll do whatever you want to do.
As long as it's quiet.
So you should go to Jack's, Bob.
You guys should.
We might get snowed in until about February then.
You won't get snowed in. They're really good about maintaining the roads.
I mean, if you can't go to England if you're snowed in.
It's true. Oh, yeah. Maybe a great, yeah, there'll be a great, you know, snowpocalypse.
And this fucking terrorist alert is major now.
Yeah. But then I just think, well, that's part of their tactic, just to get everyone scared.
Yeah, but if people are scared, they ain't going to travel. So if they don't travel, the economy suffers.
Listen, they were writing about that there was going to be something happening around the time of the Twin Towers, and look what happened.
They didn't sure. do fuck up. They knew about it, but they didn't
They
act
knew on. Something was happening.
They didn't do anything. That's what they're talking about. It's fucking hot.
But you want to know the safest place you could be?
Home.
Idaho.
Why is that?
There's fucking about 50-to-1 ratio for people and guns in Idaho. There's not, like, literally a terrorist would, like, step out of a vehicle and be like, Allah, and they would just shoot him. Like, all right, so the fact that 2023 is wrapping up, heading into 2024, let's talk about where 23 ranks up for everyone. For me, there were some really great things and some really shitty things this year. Just like, it's been like a bit of a slog year. Been very stressful. But overall, things have been good. You know, the kids are happy. Everyone's healthy. So, you know, the really important stuff's been good. But everything else has been a bit of a, a tough go this year, personally.
It has for so many people.
Yeah.
For so many people, the strikes and everything that went along with that.
You forget, not just this last year, but the last few years, it's been pretty grim, you know.
Pretty shitty.
It's been shitty since COVID.
Yeah.
Things have been spiraling down and down.
When COVID happened, I thought, well, nobody can work, you know. So at the end of COVID, I'll be back on my feet. This 23 has been I've been up that hill. I've been knocked back down again. I've been up that hill. And how many surgeries have I had this year?
You had 3 or 4 this year?
More, because of the blood clot stuff. 4.
Yeah.
Whatever I end up being like, that's it. I'm not having any more fucking surgery.
No more.
I have not got another one in me. I just wouldn't want to fucking do so much.
Except the penis enlargement surgery.
That wouldn't be better.
Shut the fuck up. That's not a surgery.
It's a procedure.
Procedure. Sorry. I thought that was your 24 resolution. That's on mine.
Go on, Kel.
2023, in many ways, has been one of the best years of my life because of my little boy.
He's fucking great.
But it's simultaneously the hardest year of my life because I've had to change everything about my life, myself, and...
Yeah, but look what you got.
I know, and it's been the best payout ever.
You can't beat that. That little boy was just fucking $1 million, $1 billion, $1 trillion. You couldn't... When he smiles, he's fucking great.
When you can see it outside of the noonie.
The noonie. Yeah.
He's so gorgeous. Trick,
I'll put the noonie in and he'll go...
And pull it out. He loves Dad.
He does.
Fucking he really great. Does.
He lights up when he sees me. Yeah. He's the best.
He really is. Like, I never thought I could love something as much as I love him.
He's just the best.
It's different.
It is different. It's magical.
Boy babies are different than girl babies.
Absolutely. Oh, for sure.
Sometimes he gets so much enjoyment out of just headbutting things. And I look at him and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's just laughing and headbutting things. And I'm like...
He does this, though. He puts his whole hand...
down his mouth and makes himself throw up.
Yeah. Maple was doing that for a minute.
And I'm like, no, we're not playing this game again.
And he gets pissed off then.
Yeah. Because he wants to do it. But he's also very... He's very much like a... Like, he likes rough play, my little one does.
Oh, yeah, because you wanted, like, a little femboy.
I would have been very, 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 very happy.
You would have. You wanted your little...
His mum putting clothes on him.
Oh, yeah. He wants to be, like, in a diaper in the mud, that kid.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and you wanted, like, a little boy that would be like, Mum, can we go get our nails done together?
Yes, but...
He's going to be like, I have a hammer, and I'm going to break every window in the house today, Mum, okay?
Whatever you say, he's just great little Sid. Love him.
He's funny.
He's made 2023 so incredible for me. Yeah. And
he's made my little year. I've seen much of Mabel. Every time she sees me,
she loves you from afar.
She does. She's like your number one fan.
She loves your music. She loves seeing you on TV. In person, I think... You know what I think it is? I think she just gets like... Oh, wait, he's real.
Yeah. Remember when she was just little and she'd come with you guys when you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pearl's our little road dog.
I used to
argue with her in the car. It was to crack me up. She'd be like, but Pearl, you told me yesterday you didn't want one. Now you want one. You're making one. Oh, I told you. And I'm arguing in the car.
Still do. Every morning, argument.
On the way to school. Oh.
Get in the car, you're going to be like, I don't care. Well, I do.
I don't care.
She does. She's
and
so
Andy, good. When you go off at Andy.
Oh, the lip, yeah.
She does this fucking thing now.
Cry
with her
face.
But she like really sticks her lip out. You're like, what is wrong with you?
The kitchen.
Yes.
With the bath.
Hold on. I had a new cashmere sweater on and I'm in the kitchen and suddenly drip, drip, drip.
Fucking
and I look up.
Toilet water.
On my head.
But it wasn't Andy,
up.
It was Pearl. But Andy felt the feelings from it.
It's another Kelly.
Who?
No, Andy and Kelly are cut from the same cloth. The mental cloth.
Yeah.
With the tears.
Yeah. But I
they love a good cry.
And how was 2023 for you?
Too quick. Way too quick.
Oh, yeah.
I just put away the Christmas decorations and then back out again.
Can you believe that, Mrs.?
No, it's just way too quick.
That's what I was saying earlier on. The years go by so quickly now.
Yep.
I'll be dead soon.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. Get out the violin.
Oh, here he is. We'll do the Viking burial. I'll just
I'll shoot a flaming arrow on your
raft.
You know, on the people who have died today. I didn't even know that I died.
Wait, someone said you died.
Last week on YouTube.
Yeah, the thing on YouTube which goes,
when people
celebrities who have died, said there's a picture of me.
Did you feel
good? I'm not dead.
Hello.
I'm not really dead.
There's
I'm
been
just
a few,
really, really hurt.
Aussies.
Just a little flesh
died.
Thing. I mean, that's a bit fucking much, isn't it?
I think it's really rude.
I think that it's. I'm surprised no outlets have been sued for that when they announce someone's dead and they're not.
But then what they do, they kind of say you're dead-ish.
Dead-ish.
It's kind of weird the way they're worded. So they cover their
You're a little bit dead. You're
oh,
just
there's
not
so many sick fuckers out there.
But darling, it's got celebrities who have died today. And you see your fucking clock on there.
No, I know. I'm saying the people that do it are the sick fuckers. Yeah. Not
how
you.
How can I get away with that? Because you go... Because when you tell me...
You're like, I'm dead. I'm dead.
I don't feel dead.
You're a ghost, actually. This is the afterlife. Sorry.
Look, okay. Look how many times you buy those shitty papers, the Examiner and the Star and the this and the that, and they've got 2 weeks to live and they'll have a bad
They say 2 weeks to live.
I will say what's been really good about the podcast, I've noticed that whenever any of the shit newspapers or whatever write, oh, Aussie's brink of death or whatever, and they get him papped like walking into a doctor's appointment, if you read the comments... Everyone's like, this is bullshit. You should listen to him on the podcast. He's fucking fine. These people are fucking liars. Stop writing fake news. Like, there's all these comments.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, everyone.
Well, I'm not
doing
dead.
That.
I'm not going any fucking where. And I'm going to go and do some more gigs before I'm finished anyway.
There you go. You heard it now.
Yep.
All right. Well,
Happy New Year.
Woo!
Woo! 2024.
Happy and safe. New Year to everybody.
Let's hope they stop these fucking stupid wars are going.
That's right. Cue war pigs.
Yeah, we need to cue war pigs, and we need to stop terrible people taking sides. And it's just that war is terrible. It's terrible for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. And it's even worse. It's even worse when you get people who have nothing to do with that war demonstrating in the streets, saying terrible things about each other. It's just
what's the saying?
Insane.
Only the dead see the end of war.
And whoever dies on either side, they've lost.
You can win the battle, but nobody wins the war. Nobody.
On that note, here's to a good 2024.
Yes.
What a fucking miserable way to sign off.
No, but it's been a shitty year.
Play Auld Lang Syne.
With all the... you think of what's going on in Ukraine. The winter's coming. It's going to be awful for those people. It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
God bless you all.
May your God go with you.
Yes, that's right. May your God go with you.
Jack, you're such a dick.
And on that note...